I have to be honest, I didn't want to give this word of warning from the Lord, but part of knowing God's love for you is knowing God chastises those he loves. Let's get it. Welcome to the Love Your Daughter podcast, where we equip and encourage women to know who they are and know they are so loved by God. My name is Andrea. Let's get into this word of warning from the Lord. But first, let us pray, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together as sisters in Christ, as your daughters, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us together. We thank you, God, for the peace that's coming before this podcast. May your will be done in this podcast. May they see you, Father God, and not me. May these words speak to the hearts and the minds and the souls of those who need to hear it, Lord God. We pray that you go before us. We pray that you give us the words and the revelations that we need to see and to hear, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this broadcast. And we thank you, Lord, for the mysteries that's revealed to you, to us, from you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. In my relationship with the Lord, I've noticed that sometimes I hear a word or a phrase and I have to seek out God for more information. So here are those keywords that we're going to go through tonight. One, kingdom citizen. Two, the fruit. Three, offense. Four, the hate. Five, when the world hates you. All right, let's get into it. But one of the warnings that the Lord has given is being a kingdom citizen. Don't forget that you are a kingdom citizen. It's not about the culture. It's not about you being in the world. It's not about your race. It's not about popularity, because we are popular with Jesus Christ. So we have the audience of one. So long as you're pleasing the Lord, long as you're pleasing your Father God, that's all that matters. Because we do unto to the Lord. We do unto the Lord. So I want you to remind you of that, because that's the one word that the Lord gave. Kingdom, remember that you are not of this world and that you are a kingdom citizen. And you are also a U.S. citizen, or whatever country you're listening to, wherever you're from, that's the citizen you are. You are a kingdom citizen first. First and foremost, you are a kingdom citizen, a child of the Most High God, co-heirs with Christ. Don't ever forget it. Number two, the fruit. Now, this is about the law and order that's going on right now, the state of the world, the state of the country right now, as far as the U.S. elections. Now, I know a lot of us have different opinions on this, but the Lord is highlighting, check the fruit. So I want you to go, when you get through this podcast, go look at the different records of President Trump and Joe Biden. Look at those two records and compare the fruit. And how you compare the fruit is compare the laws that's been in place, the different executive orders that's been in place. And you don't go by your emotions or your flesh. You don't go by your own wisdom, because none of that matters. Don't go by your own opinion, because God doesn't care about that either. It's about the fruit. The fruit that they bear. That shows, that speaks louder than anything. It speaks louder than the words that they're speaking right now. So you want to compare those records. And one of those, I want to give you a Bible verses also to go to support this. And it's Galatians 5, 1 John and 4, Matthew 7, 15 through 20. Once again, Galatians 5, 1 John 4, Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20. Remember, it's not about your emotions. It's not about who you like and don't like, because you got to go by the fruit. You got to go by who God says, based on God's word, what does those fruit look like? What does that fruit look like? Whatever one is the closest to God's word, what he's for and what he's against, that's who you need to support. So I just want to share that with you. Do not ever forget that you are a kingdom citizen, and that you look at the fruit of the people that you support. Amen. Number three, all right, is offense. The spirit of offense. You have to be careful that you are not offended by any words people say, any names that you're called. You can't be offended by how somebody feels about you, honestly, because it doesn't matter. It's a matter of what God says about you, how the Lord feels about you. And God says you are loved by Him. So that's what matters. So you can't be offended by everything that you see or everything that you hear. You can't be offended if somebody cuts you off, if the cashier doesn't give you your money back correctly, or puts it on the counter instead of in your hand. Be careful of the different offenses that you come across, because God says we shouldn't hold offense. I mean, who are we to go off on somebody? Who are we? Who are we when we all have sinned and we all have fallen short? And I'm not saying that people are not going to do wrong or do right. People are not going to do right by you or not going to treat you right. That's not the point. Because God vindicates. So remember that. God is your vindicator. God fights your battles. It's not about you being offended. Because offense takes up so much of your time. It destroys your joy. It takes you away, takes your eyes off the Lord. So make sure that you are not walking in offense right now. Whenever you feel offended, even if it's, you have every right to be offended, shrug it off. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask Holy Spirit to come inside and just relieve you of that. I mean, remove that offense from you. I'm sorry. Ask the Holy Spirit to remove that offense from you so you won't be walking in it and harboring that thing. So I want you to remember that. And you can go by Luke 17. That's the verse that helps support that. So you can read all about how offense and how the Lord views offense. Give me a moment. I'm getting used to this podcasting again. I've been a little rusty. But anyway, offense. Don't forget Luke 17. Another word of warning is the hate. Check your heart, because when you have hate in your heart is not right. For God is love. God commanded us to love. So you have to remember that. Are you wishing death on somebody? Are you speaking death on somebody? Are you commenting in people's comments on people's videos or podcasts or blogs? What are you doing that is displaying hate? Now you hate when you hear President Trump's name or somebody supporting President Trump. Is that hate in your heart? How deep is that hate? Do you know you're carrying it around? You have it in your heart, and that you know whatever your heart was in your heart, it will speak. So be sure that you are not hating. Even if you disagree with somebody, don't like somebody, it's no reason to hate. For God did not command us to hate. God commanded us to love. So that is a warning word. Check your heart. Ask the Lord to search your heart. Ask for grace and to remove the beam out of your eyes. So you won't go casting somebody out down when you have beams in your own eye, when you have your own sins, your own issues. We all have sinned and fallen short. So do not ever forget that. And that goes for President Trump and Biden. Remember, the hate is not. It's not what we live for. We live for the love of God. And we are to be ambassadors of Christ and do the will of the Lord. So remember those words. Matthew 7 supports this, and Ephesians 4. You have been forgiven. Remember that. God forgave you, so you forgive others. Forgiveness, healing, love. Another word of warning the Lord showed me is when the world hates you, be careful and pay attention to who the world hates. If the masses hates one person and you and the world agree with that, ask the Lord if you are in alignment with the word of God and His will. Ask Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. Ask for wisdom. Ask for knowledge and revelation. For God loves it when he asks for wisdom. That's according to James 1, 5, and 6. So they hated, remember, they hated Jesus first. So whenever somebody is very hated and the masses follow that and they're not doing anything illegal or hurting anybody or hurting kids or doing anything like that, it's just like a personality or even emotional or anything like that, be careful. John 15, 18 through 27 is the scripture that supports that. We are in the world, but not of the world. Remember that. Another scripture to go by is John 17, 16 through 26. And I want to give you these scriptures to back up what the Lord is saying. I mean, God doesn't need any backup, but for you to, match it up and say, okay, this is from the Lord. This is what he's saying. This word agrees with what this word is saying. So that's the main reason. For we go by the word of God and we stand on the word of God. We had the word of God hidden in our hearts. So that's how we have a joyful life. And we know that we are loved. We know that we are children of God because we love God and we fear the Lord. And we want to do what pleases him and in his sight. So stand on that word. And I'm going to read a scripture also that'll help us to learn and understand this better. I'm going to read 1 John 2:15 through 17. And this is the English Standard Version. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world. Wow. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. I love that. Don't you love that scripture? So stand on the word of God and believe and trust, for it is the truth. All right. I can't leave this podcast without leaving you with some words of encouragement that the Lord always gives. So that's one thing about I love about our Father God. He chastises those who he loves. So that means he loves us because he chastises us. But he also loves us because he encourages us and he's proud of us and he loves us. And we are his creation and we are loved by God. So take that to heart and know that this encouragement are these two words here. Seek and walk in the joy of the Lord, and seek and walk in God's love. In love. The joy of the Lord, you know, it is truly your strength. It is your peace. Nothing compares to it. No outside external thing in life even compares to that. So you can notice anybody can have the most money. They can have the best husband or the best wife, and whatever it may be, whatever you think they got on the outside, and they still be unhappy or they still not have any joy. I've known people that's been married with no joy, and I've known people with plenty of money with no joy, and they're depressed and they're devastated every day. They are self-loathing. So you don't want to have that. You want to have the joy of the Lord, and that can't be bought. You understand? That's only by the word. That's only by the love of the joy of the Lord. Just resting in the joy of the Lord. I'm sorry. Just resting in the Lord, abiding in the Lord, and have a relationship with him. So make sure you're walking in the joy of the Lord, because that is truly your strength. And don't be consumed by the world and the world events that you forget to walk in the joy of the Lord. Amen. I also want to share that you should walk in love. And we already touched on it a little bit with the when the world hates you word earlier. But I want to also encourage you to walk in love. And that's showing love to other people. That's showing love to your family, your friends. That's showing love to people who don't agree with you. That's showing love to your enemies. And that's praying for your enemies. That's love, because that's what Jesus commanded us to do. And we go by that. And that's what we stand on, and that's what we live by. So make sure you're walking in love, because God commanded us to love, and God commanded us to love our neighbors also. So don't, and God commanded us to seek Him first. Seek the Lord and love the Lord thy God with all our heart and our mind and our will. So make sure you're doing that and walking in love. I know that you feel like you're hopeless, but you know how many people out here that think they're not loved anymore, or somebody never tells them that they're loved, or they don't tell them that they love them and they never hear it. Do you know how many people in the world that's like that today, or don't even realize that they're loved? They don't even know God's love. That's so sad. So make sure you're walking in love, because God so loves you. God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. And which leads me to this prayer. If you are listening to this and you're like, I want to know God's love, because maybe you think you never felt it. Maybe you haven't experienced it for yourself. Maybe you heard people talk about it. Maybe you've seen it in other people, but you like, well, I don't feel it. My life been too hard, or I've been going through too much, and I just don't believe, and I don't know that God loves me. Boy, that is the lie from the pit of hell. I'm telling you, God loves you so much, for you are so loved. You are His beloved. You are His creation. You are created in Christ Jesus. Oh man, just the joy of knowing that you are loved, that you are forgiven, that you are healed, that you have the joy of the Lord, that you are provided for. Oh my gosh, the peace of God, the peace of the Lord. Oh my goodness, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the one who prays for you. So I want to pray for you right now. If that's something you want, if that's something you desire, to know that love for yourself on the inside, that you know that you're in love, that you're loved, that you're walking in it, that you feel His presence. I want you to pray this prayer with me today. Heavenly Father, help me to know who You are. Help me to know the love that You have for me. For I have sinned and I've come in so short of Your glory. I don't deserve Your love. But You sent Your Son to pay the price for me, for Your love, for You love me that much. And I thank You, Lord. I pray that You forgive me of my sins. I pray that You heal me of the hurts and the wounds in my soul. Deliver me and keep me, Lord. I ask that you come into my heart. I make You my Lord and Savior over my life. In Jesus' holy name I pray. And Lord, I don't know who You are, but show me and reveal Yourself to me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit fire. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Well, if you repeated that prayer with me, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're on the path. In fact, you probably feel it right now, the love of God. I'm sure you feel it right now. For you are forgiven of your sins, you are redeemed, you are healed, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Congratulations, welcome. It's only the best from here. It doesn't mean that stuff won't happen in your life, but you have a friend. You have someone who loves you. You have someone who's advocating for you. Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for you are redeemed and you are so loved. Congratulations. You feel that love. You walk in the presence of You walk in the presence of God. So you make sure you're studying your Bible. Get your Bible and study that. Or listen to it online. I do that. I personally do that myself. I listen to the audio recordings of the Bible online. So make sure you are growing deeper in His word and His love. And I pray. In fact, I know that you're going to experience His love daily. All right? I'm so excited for you. All things are passed away. All things are made new. So get ready for the adventure of a lifetime. It's exciting and it's full of love and is full of joy. Ooh, reside. Abide and reside in Christ Jesus, for he loves you. Amen. I want to thank you so much for joining me in this time together, and I'm so excited for all of those who are new believers in Christ Jesus. I thank you for all those who are falling in love with Father God again, who returning to their first love, who are being made new, who didn't know him at first and being made new in Christ Jesus. I am so excited for you. I'm so excited for us all. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you prefer. The link is in the bio and you will actually see where to subscribe, and you can go to different platforms also, to whatever one you like the best. It's okay. Make sure you like and subscribe and click the bell if you're viewing this on YouTube. And if you want to support this channel, I recommend that you support through paypal.com/AndreaWilliamsLive, paypal.com/AndreaWilliamsLive. And you can also support this channel on Cash App, $CoachAndreaWilliams, $CoachAndreaWilliams. I thank you so much for your support, and may you be blessed 1,000-fold over. You hear me? Make sure you stay tuned, because I want to really tell you that love, and the journey of God is a journey. I mean, you find out new things each and every day of his love, and you be like in shock and awe, like how much he loves you and how much he favors you and how much he gives you grace and how exciting life can be. Even in the mundane things, you be like, oh Lord, I see you and I feel your presence. So I want to just encourage you to stay with us and to stay connected to Jesus, of course, first and foremost, as according to John 15:5, abide in him. And make sure you stay connected to this podcast and or this YouTube channel, wherever you may be viewing, because we're going to go so deep into the love of God, into intimacy, into having a relationship with the Lord, and how our lives are going to change. I want freedom in every area of my life in Jesus' name. Do you want that for yourself? Freedom in every area of life in Jesus' holy name. I declare freedom over you right now in Jesus' holy name. Freedom for whatever you may be going through. Freedom from whatever bondages you have right now. Freedom from any sin that you have. I declare and decree freedom in Jesus' holy name. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Amen. And I'll see you on the next episode. We're recording weekly, so make sure you subscribe. I love you guys. Bye.